ArtStart is a Rhinelander organization that fosters creativity by making art accessible to everyone. I'm speaking now with Melinda Childs. She's ArtStart's Community Cultural Development Director.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi.
So COVID has made it challenging for many of us to enjoy art in the ways that we typically would, but ArtStart seems to be embracing the pandemic in a sense. Tell us about the 2021 Free for Wall Quarantine Exhibition.
Well, every year we do a community art exhibition. And this year we decided to theme it around the COVID-19 virus and all of the craziness that we've all been through. And so we wanted to just give people the opportunity that have been at home making art, maybe processing through art, a place to show that and share it with the public.
And ArtStart doesn't only support visual artists, but also musical artists. With Valentine's Day coming up, ArtStart is selling personalized Valentine's Day singing-grams. What is this all about?
Well, the singing-grams, again, are another way to sort of creatively connect with our family members near and far, and also support musicians in the process. So that was an idea that came out of our music committee, working with volunteers and staff on what kind of musical offerings we bring to the community. So when they're trying to figure out, you know, do we want to do more virtual concerts or what can we do, that idea came up. And that's been really a fun way to creatively support local musicians and connect with people in a fun way. So I mentioned earlier, I ordered 3 for family members in our family who are isolated and quarantined and assisted living. And I'm just really excited for them to get a personalized message and hear a song from one of our fantastic Northwoods musicians.
Well, what a fun way to celebrate Valentine's Day during a pandemic.
Yeah. I think that's the cool thing about art is like there's no rules, you know, we have to kind of think differently and get creative, but fortunately that's what we're good at.
Definitely. Melinda, tell me about some of your work collaborating with other organizations.
I do think it's really important to mention that we have all of our in-house programs, like the exhibitions and music, but we're doing quite a lot of community collaborations as well. And I just want to share that we have some exciting things happening. We work really closely with Nicolet College and WXPR and other community members. And we're really focusing on what coming out of this pandemic, how we can be an even better organization in terms of community collaborations and cultural development. So I think it's important to share that as well, because there's going to be some exciting things on the horizon when we can all get together again.
Okay, let's talk about some of the specific projects you're working on with those other organizations.
I can mention a few. We're a sponsoring partner for the Northwoods Community Garden. And because we also work with Nicolet College, we're able to add cultural components into the garden. So there's some really exciting virtual classes through Nicolet College's Community Ed, some garden-themed classes and medicinal herbs and fun ways to think about gardening, fiber arts gardens. And then we're also doing a School of the Arts teaser program, because School of the Arts is another program we haven't been able to run since the pandemic. But we have some really cool art classes through Nicolet that we helped coordinate that are really fun. Actually, one of them, Mel Kolstad, our artist in March, is doing a printing class where the printing press is actually your car. You get to drive over your printing plate to make your artwork. So some really fun things that way. We're also a partner with the Grid at Nicolet College and supporting entrepreneurship and development in the Northwoods. And again, bringing the creative component into that project to specifically support creative entrepreneurs and help artists in this region grow their businesses. So those are just a few sort of teaser things that we're working on. And the last thing would be just we're a part of a whole host of community conversations, looking really broadly at things like equity and inclusion and economic development and specifically the role that the arts can play in those efforts.
Okay, that all sounds really cool. Well, I'm speaking now with Melinda Childs. She's ArtStart's Community Cultural Development Director. Thanks for your time, Melinda.